diversity that he saw coming down, where no sickness or death will be known. And someday I can go there by his wonderful grace, and forever I live in that heavenly home. Well, I can almost see the lights of that city. I see them gathering all around the great white throne. Through faith in my Savior and his wonderful grace, oh, I can almost see the lights of home. Oh, well, sometimes when I'm burdened and my load seems hard to bear, and oh Satan, he tries to dim my view, well, I just look up to Jesus. He is standing close by, and once again he great light shines through. Well, I can almost see the lights of that city. I see them gathering all around the great white throne. Wonderful grace, well, I can almost see the lights of home.
The Lord let Brother Mooney know in heaven that she was singing that, he'd be mighty pleased this morning, wouldn't he? Amen. If you have your Bibles, or look up here to the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and we'll read it together. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by them which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. May God bless to your hearts the reading and the hearing of His precious and His eternal word. Yes, I'm sorry.
We want to give honor to someone who's one of our youth that we had him up here before, but